Despite terrorist attacks and a warning from the State Department, Americans are still heading to Europe this summer. The Globus Travel Agency told the New York Times traffic to some destinations is up as much as 30% over last year. Geraldine Gerba is co-founder and editorial director for the travel website fathomaway.com. So, Geraldine, what is drawing people to Europe this summer?
Well, it's kind of a beautiful thing. There's a resilience. Americans won't really be deterred. They want to see the sights in Paris and London, and they're going
to
go.
Well, it's also cheaper to go because of the dollar.
It is, and I think that's probably economics is driving it more than a fear factor. So in particular in London, for example, tourism is up more than 30%.
Well, we've seen deals for air and lodging for under $1,000. This is in Europe, you know, for a long stay there. What kind of deals are you seeing? Where are people going?
Well, it's really interesting. So on the one hand, we have people going to these iconic classic European tour destinations, London, Paris, Barcelona, Dublin. But there's also a renewed interest, or maybe a first-time interest, in places a little bit more off the beaten path. So we're seeing and hearing a lot from readers who want to go to Scandinavia for the first time, who want to look into Eastern Europe. So we're seeing a lot of deals in Estonia, in Slovenia, of course, around the Mediterranean. Greece is having a strong comeback, particularly in the islands, Croatia, etc. Portugal is a big destination that people seem to be talking about a lot.
Well, you know, you say off the beaten track, and that's what we're hearing from security consultants. I'm looking at a recent piece in the New York Times. They're saying they're advising travelers to go off the beaten track. Don't go to big Western-owned hotels. Go to family-owned hotels, smaller family-owned restaurants. And also, you know, don't wear ostentatious Western gear like a Yankees hat or, you know, lots of jewelry. What are you telling people about security?
Well, you know, as travelers, we're also global citizens. So we always tell people that they need to be alert and aware of the possibility of danger wherever they go. But it's important to realize and remember that the destinations that are targeted are no more dangerous than they were before the attack. And then in terms of the destinations that you go to, of course, go and explore the uncharted places in the world. Go and, you know, find landmarks and new monuments and develop new rituals in places that people aren't talking about as much. So both are important.
Well, what about buying insurance? Travel insurance often doesn't cover a lot. You have to be careful about what you get. What are you recommending people get?
Yeah. So one thing that's important to note is fear is not a qualifier to get out of a trip. But insurance can be used to help out in a place where there has been an attack. Insurance has been going up because of the instances, not just terrorism, but also things like Zika. And so if you are booking a trip and then find out you're pregnant and then want to cancel your trip because you're going to a Zika-related area, then that insurance will work in that case, for example.
You should also look to see if your insurance covers an incident that might happen while you're traveling.
Exactly. So in the case of Paris, where a lot of things are shut down after those sustained terrorist attacks, travelers didn't really have a place to go. So then they would be able to use their insurance to get back sooner.
Yeah. There's also something called PhoneTrack. This is an updated app from Global Secure. They deliver security alerts in the event of emergency and monitor users' locations, so they ask you to check in while you're traveling. These services cost, in this case, I think it's $12 a month, so you have to check out whether you want to go that far. But we're hearing overall the most important thing to do is get your face out of your iPhone and pay attention to what's around you.
Of course. I mean, there are great things that technology provides. You can sign up for the State Department's STEP program, which is the Smart Traveler Enrollment Program. But it registers your trip, and you can get messages relevant to the area during your dates. But also, before I go to a place, I would sign up for a Google Alert. While I'm there, I would try to read the local newspaper and just keep in touch with people. Talk to people wherever you're going. And try to avoid, you know, that ugly American sojourn. Try to figure out what it would be like to act like a local and then act that way.
Yeah. Well, and Americans are going. Geraldine Gerba, co-founder and editorial director for fathomaway.com. Geraldine, thank you.
Thank you, Robin.